This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The cycle of insanity. If you fall for it, then you're probably out there panicking. You're worried about what's going to happen in the next election. Is Donald Trump going to get reelected? Are they going to win the Senate and all this other stuff? The cycle of leftist insanity. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of cycling insanity of the leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It would be like letting your kids parent you. You have a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. Do you know how, if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't really have to say anything more, right? Because I've raised 4 boys. At the age of 2, 3, 4, 5, how far do you want me to go? 21? Would you let your kids parent you? There's a reason that you are called a parent. It is because you are the person who has the experience to say this is right and this is wrong. In politics, we think we elect people who have sanity, and it turns out that we don't. So what has the left done? The left has essentially parented kids by letting the kids parent them, and that's the normal life for them. I mean, I'll talk about it in the black community. There are many, far too many black families who rely on the children for income. Far too many. I'm not saying it's pervasive. I'm not saying it's all blacks, because it's not. But far too many do. They depend on their children in order to make a living. That's not parenting. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. There are families that go, hey, look, Billy boy, you're going to have to go out and get a job, cover your own bills. That's transitioning responsibility. I'm talking about there are black families, far too many, who depend on the children's incomes. And what does that make a child? When you say, hey, are you going to have that check coming in this month? This week? You going to be able to cover that bill? They become the parent. And the problem is, they aren't prepared for it. Would you want your 16-year-old, would you want to depend on them to make your mortgage payment? And that's, I mean, get this. I want to explain this. This is leftism in general. Holly weirdos. Many of the parents in Hollywood that have these kids that work for Disney and so on, they depend on their kids' money. They depend on it. The kids become bigger than the parents. They become the parents. They start bossing their parents around. They get sassy, as my grandmother would say. I never got sassy. It wouldn't have mattered how much money I made. My grandparents never would have lived beyond their paychecks, and they would have never let me get sassy. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Leftists hate us because we choose to think differently. We choose to think sanely. We are more sane than they, and they don't like it. They don't like having to revert back to being parented. There's somebody to say, you don't have the responsibility to be in charge. Excuse me. They don't like that. And they constantly get things wrong. It doesn't matter what the issue is. You pick it. I will let you randomly pick it. I feel like I'm at an improv. Give me a topic. Give me a topic. It doesn't matter what you pick. They get it wrong. Border issues, gun issues, tax issues, and so on. They won't listen to reason. And I could give you I'm exaggerating, but I was going to say 5 million. But I could give you dozens of examples where the leftists, their pathology, the way they think, spirals in on itself. And do you think they learn a thing? Do you think they even care to learn? But here's the bigger question about all of this, because I don't want to keep rehashing the problems. I'm about solutions. The question is, how do they keep getting away with it? What is it about a shooting that occurs, and a random shooting that kills 10 people or whatever the number is? I can give you statistics on hammers that kill more people, on knives that kill more people, on car crashes that kill more people, on terrorists who kill more people, on doctors who kill more people. I could go on. How long do I need to go on? And you know what happens the minute somebody shoots somebody? It's the guns. Gun, 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 gun. Repetitive, same old predictable discussions. And I ask you again, how do they get away with it? How is it that the minute there's a shooting, they're already out there going, gun control, gun control, gun control. Forget Constitution, forget anything related to that. Let me tell you something. If they made sticks and they said, okay, here's the size of a stick that you can carry in order to do your job, but if your stick is this big, you can't carry the stick. I guarantee you that is the way the government would work. If all we had were sticks, they would limit the size of the stick. You can't carry a club, but you could carry a 6-inch stick. Because that's what leftism is about. Your role as a human being is to protect yourself. And you know what you would do? You'd grab the biggest stick you could swing, and you'd wield that. For some people, that stick may be 18 inches. For other people, it may be 24 inches. You get what I'm saying? We all pick a different bat, so to speak. But the leftists, oh boy, no, 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 because you're big and you can wield the bigger bat, I'm going to limit the bat you can have, or who knows whatever the way they think. You get what I'm saying, though. I know you do. Your role is a protector. If I make it rocks, how big of a rock can I have? I'm going to take the biggest rock to knock a hole in your head. That's what I'm going to do. And the minute it happens, leftists will go, you can't have a rock that knocks a hole in somebody's head. They don't care. The gun is a metaphor. It doesn't matter. What they want to do is limit your ability to protect yourself. That is your innate human. I mean, that's part of what makes you a human, is the want to survive. But boy, they come after you. And why? We keep letting them get away with it. I'm telling you, I know what a bully does. A bully will keep pushing you. And as long as you let them get away with it. So why do you think they push you? I just gave you the answer. They enjoy it. They enjoy pushing your buttons. Look, I'm using gun control as an example, but it could be border issues. What? It makes no sense to open a border to say you have a sovereign territory. If that's the case, why do we have surveys? Why do we have plots? When you buy a house, you know what you better do? You better get a title company that tells you this is the land you own, and you don't own the 2 feet next to you. You know, not a millimeter over what they say you own. Why do we do that? Why do we even have an idea of where our border with Mexico is? Let me ask this question a different way. Do you think I got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, I was just talking about the insanity of leftism. The fact that we discuss the same old, and it's frustrating to me because I don't have these discussions with left people. Kevin, you ever talk to leftists? But I don't try to talk to leftists about, hey, listen, what are your thoughts about guns? Well, The French kids was telling me, Kevin, I do not understand it with Americans with guns. And I said, because you don't understand it. Just because you don't understand it, does that make it... I mean, he said it with this thing like, this gun thing is really crazy to me. Well, yeah, it's crazy to you because you know nothing about guns. It would be like me saying, I don't understand French. Why do you people use that stupid language? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. How about you say, I don't understand it. Please explain it to me. That's a different thing. How about you ask questions? And I told you, I was talking about this story the other day, and I showed him how AR-15, I said, here's your pistol. This is what everybody's all upset about. And I showed him the pistol. And then I said, and I showed him the stock. I said, this is why you have to have it, because if you put the barrel on it, it makes the range longer. The bullet can go longer. It's got longer to travel and straighten itself out to gain muzzle velocity, and that's the reason. I'm explaining physics to him. Anyway, you have a God-given right to protect yourself by whatever means necessary. There's no legislation needed for this, even though we have the Second Amendment. I don't give a crap about the Second Amendment. We constantly discuss gun control as if guns are the scourge of the earth. Guns save lives, but we don't discuss it ever. In the discussion of gun control, we talk about how the heinous acts performed by idiots, mostly leftists, well over 98% of the gun issues in America are done by illegal gun owners and leftists. And yet, we continue to have these silly discussions. And I was about to go into, what was before the break, I was going to say something profound, and I forgot about it. But I don't care about it being gun control or border. Oh, I was talking about border, you know, this insanity of talking about open borders. It's insane. We plot land. We do massive surveys in order for people to know what they own. Period. They're buildings that have dedicated security guards because in places that have razor wire on it in order to keep other people out because it is somebody else's protected land. Why do we have alarm systems? None of this makes any sense. To be having a discussion about open borders is as specious as... I can't even tell you what this is. It's idiotic to have a discussion about it. Nobody has anything open. Stores close. Walmart closes its... Well, they may be 24 hours, but stores will close. And if they don't close, let me ask you, why is there all that security in there with our open borders? Why is there all that security in a Walmart? Who owns what? If you can't own the property that you have, that being America, and we the citizens having paid for it, if we can't own it, then why do we own anything? If somebody has a humanitarian rationale for, well, he needs asylum, well, then give him asylum at the grocery store and let him go shop for free. Give him asylum at anything they choose. Let him have it. But let him have it at the place, at the house of the people who want them to have it. Don't let him have it in my place because you'll get shot at my house if you think you're going to come in with your open borders policy. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I venture to say many of you feel much the same as I do. We have specious discussions, arguments over whatever, and I keep asking myself, how do you let the left get away with it? How do you let these bullies do this to you? Almost any argument that the left makes can be easily debunked, and yet we entertain these clowns. And at times, I believe our politicians, our very representatives, the people who are supposed to give our point of view, they love arguing and debating with the left more than they love shutting down their moronic ideas. What are you doing trying to debate the issues of border or gun control or whatever? There is no debate. Have the debate with me. Let a leftist come up, Kevin, blah, 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 we're going to talk about this. Shut up. You don't know anything about guns. All you want to do is give me some nonsensical, not even an approach, not even something you've done. You've never grown up in a... I always use this example. I've talked to many lefts. I'll say, well, have you ever shot a gun? No. You own a gun? No. You know anything about bullets, ballistics, any of it? No. You know anything about legal guns versus illegal guns? Give me a stat that backs up anything that you say about a gun. They can't give you anything. All they have are talking points. Now, here's what's really funny. Ask them this. If the choice was you have a gun and you can protect yourself and save the life of your child, or you can let someone rape and kill your child, what would you do? Just real simple question. What would you do? Are you a pacifist? Or are you cool with somebody raping and pillaging your family or whatever? Because the answer is very simple. If a gun can save your life or save the life of your child or your friend or whatever, you will pick it up. In overwhelming instances, somebody's going to pick that thing up and say, you're deader than disco, baby. Anyone. Almost anyone. Somebody has to put on the big boy pants and lead this nation, folks. So what? Donald Trump's policies work. That's what the leftists say. So what? So what? The economy's booming. So what? The stock market is booming and my portfolio is going through the roof. So what? Donald Trump's trade policies are going to bring massive dollars into the economy over the next decade. And what he's been doing to work with Putin and work with China and North Korea are going to have massive dividends to the world. And on and on. So what? And you know why they say so what? Because they need to be right. They're like toddlers throwing a tantrum. They're going to yell and scream until they get to play in the freeway. And we sit back and go, well, we got a little bit of sanity back the other day. I don't know if you guys saw this story. USA Powerlifting bans all trans, finger quote, women from competing in women events. They can't compete as women anymore. Finally, somebody recognizes, USA Powerlifting recognizes that if you are a man and you transition to a woman, you know what you are. You're still a man. I know. How crazy is that? They done gone cray-cray. They done gone cray-cray. Yeah. If you're a man who transitions to a woman, you're still able to whoop the heck out of any woman. I don't care whether you're fighting, whether you're running, whether you're jumping over a pole. It doesn't matter. If you have male stuff, if you cannot birth a baby because of your biology, I'm talking about you got gonads and a penis. It's at one point in your life, for any reason, you are going to be a better athlete than a woman. That simple. A little sanity back, folks. Hey, you got to take a little bit as you get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Dorian. President Trump held a briefing with some of his top advisors on Wednesday. including the acting DHS secretary and FEMA administrator.
Ultimately, hopefully we're going to be lucky. It depends on what happens with South Carolina and North Carolina, but it's heading up the coast and Florida was grazed.
The president says the United States is ready to assist the Bahamas after Dorian slammed the islands.
We have been sending through the United States Coast Guard, who have been incredible, and they're helping with the Bahamas. A big section of the Bahamas was hit like a few people have seen before.
The nation's trade deficit is a little bit smaller. Government figures on Wednesday show the deficit narrowed by $1.5 billion in July to $54.3 billion. That's down from a revised $55 billion in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I keep talking about these candidates and their ages on the left. And Donald Trump, when he gets reelected, he'll be 74 years old. But you know what you don't hear anybody talking about with Donald Trump? Is his age. None. With Biden, he's 4 years older than Trump. Biden, the conversation is about his age. Bernie Sanders is about his age. Elizabeth Warren will get run ragged. She's younger than Trump. She'd be 71 at the time that Trump becomes president. But age. So we're going to cover that a little bit here in a bit. Conspiracies. Conspiracies are going to haunt the Democrats. Things that are brewing, folks, with John Durham. John Durham is going to be, he is the Mike Rogers of the new Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers is the one who warned Donald Trump. He's an admiral. He warned Trump that he was being tapped and, you know, wiretapped, and the NSA was spying on him, and there were, you know, spies in the campaign and all that, and that's when Trump moved the whole operation. And that shifted the politics of this nation in ways that I called Admiral Rogers a hero. Well, guess what? John Durham's going to be one of those heroes. We're going to be talking about that. But I do want to talk about these candidates on the left and how things are being discussed. And I've already warned you guys about the pivots from the loss of all the different strategies. I want you to think about the number of strategies the Democrats are trying right now. They tried Russian collusion. It failed and moved on to obstruction. Remember, we were all taught obstruction, always obstruction, 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 obstruction. And Nadler was going to call all these House committees and bring in all these different people to testify against Trump. What happened to that? As they said in Shawshank, it just up and vanished like a fart in the wind. It's gone. And then there have been others, you know, Trump did it. And then Trump, they suddenly now we're back to Trump is a racist. Go back, do your timeline, go back, listen to this program on KJRadio.com. I laid it all out, the different shifts in strategy and how they've all failed. And now Donald Trump is a racist because they got nothing. They got nothing else. And by the way, the racist thing isn't going to work. It's not going to work. But before we get to that, I want to play something from Elizabeth Warren, because she is repeating Well, she gives a real glimpse into the leftist mentality. And if you've ever owned a business or if you work for somebody and you see how hard that person works, I want you to think about what Elizabeth Warren is saying here.
Proposing a wealth tax because I'm cranky. No, I'm not. You know, some of these guys say, I worked hard. I had a great idea. I worked late. Oh, yeah, unlike anybody else. But I worked late or inherited well. And so this is mine. And the answer is, yeah, you did. Good for you. You did have a great idea and you did work hard. No one's angry about that, but here's the deal.
I'm going to stop it there for just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to a wealth tax. Just because I'm cranky, this didn't just come out of the blue. But I love it. She says, I worked hard. I had a great idea. And she scoffs. She scoffs at the idea that you worked hard. And then she even says this, or you inherited well. Okay? So, what's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with any of that? There are friends of mine who are super wealthy. They're going to inherit a lot. I don't envy them one bit. You know what I do? I say to myself, I want my kids to inherit well. But then she goes, you worked hard, yeah, like nobody else does. You had a great idea. Oh, like nobody else does. Yeah, Elizabeth, great ideas are the reason why, I mean, that's your intellectual property. We have rights to great ideas. Do you understand what I just said to you, audience, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? We have something that protects what is known as your intellectual property. We have an entire division of the government called patents, the patent office, that protects what? Your good looks? Your roads and bridges? No, it protects your great ideas. But she scoffs at the idea of having a great idea. You know where great ideas come from? People who go, boy, I could do that better. I could do that simpler. I could make life easier. I ask Elizabeth Warren and many of these stupid leftists, these idiots, what do you think these great ideas have done? They've saved mankind. Great ideas saved the whales, saved the forests, save the atmosphere, save the earth, so to speak. Great ideas. Great ideas made people better communicate. How many ways can you communicate now? I mean, how many ways? You want to keep in touch with grandma, grandpa, whatever? Instantaneous. Great ideas. I don't know what it took to make film. I'll just use it as an example. Do you have a digital camera? How many pictures do you snap now when you take a picture of somebody? If you're in a tourist environment, somebody, hey, can you send me? You go, oh, yeah, I'll get a few pictures of you. And you know what you do when you grab their phone? You go, you don't take one picture. You take 20. And you go, hey, look at these. You like them? Like you're a photographer. You wouldn't dare do that if they had a Polaroid where you... You wouldn't dare do that. The amount of electricity we save, I talked about this as an engineer. The power that's in a cell phone used to fill buildings. What it took to make the power in your cell phone, in your little device, your individual device, was a mammoth-sized building that had to have its own air conditioning system. And we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars of energy per year, and you hold that power in your phone and you recharge it in 30 minutes. You didn't build that, though, right, according to Elizabeth Warren. And I love how she says no one's angry about that, as she scoffs at the idea of what you've done. She scoffs at your ability to come up with a concept, something nobody else probably has done, which means you patented it, and then you did she says, well, you worked hard like nobody else does. Yeah, let me tell you something. I've run many businesses. There's not a single one of my employees that can tell you I worked harder than Kevin. Not one. Not in any business I've ever run or owned. Not one. I know that for a fact. Anyway, let me play the rest of this clip.
You built a great fortune here in America. I guarantee you built it at least in part using workers all of us help pay to educate. Yeah. You built it at least in part, getting your goods to market on roads and bridges. All of us help pay to build. Yep. You built it at least in part, protected by police and firefighters. All of us help pay their salaries. And we're glad to do it. These are the investments we make as Americans.
What a twisted, demented person. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This is a presidential candidate, folks, that wants you as a capitalist to believe you've done nothing better to save America. I mean, I want you to think about the Industrial Revolution and Henry Ford and him automating manufacturing to such a degree we could roll things off the product. Oh, means nothing, right? I want you to think about the level of robotics. The micro precision of robotics, what you can create now, what you can shrink down that you, as I said earlier, that could be in a building that is now in the size of a semiconductor, something you can hold in your hands, the power, the memory, whatever it may be. That innovation, that intellectual property, those patents that I mentioned earlier that people file all over the world every single day. And she says, it's nothing. And then she wants to convince you that, well, we paid for those people to come work for you. We educated them. Really? I mean, that's a person who puts a lot into the education system. Because let me tell you something. There are many businesses where people educate themselves. They don't need your education, Elizabeth Warren. And that's not something that somebody pays for. I'm offering you a job where you can utilize your education. That has nothing to do with my IP, my company. I don't care if you innovate. If you don't believe me, go work for a company. And one of the first documents you sign, it says, when you come to this company, anything that you create belongs to the company. Why? Because it was their idea. You have a peripheral. A tangential discovery, if you will, but we own it as a company because our idea is the reason why you are here. Then she talks about roads and bridges, because we all know how important that is. Roads and bridges have nothing to do with your company necessarily. They have to do with people getting, you know, from one place to the other. If I happen to utilize it, good for me. Why not say, hey, it's good that we have cellular communication. What could you have done without that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Meow. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Elizabeth Warren says, you didn't build that. She says, so what, you worked hard. So what, you had a great idea. Or you inherited. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Folks, this is the human condition. People, the guy that came up with the super soaker, a brother, black dude, sold the idea, made millions of dollars. He's a millionaire, multimillionaire, over an idea. He isn't making it. He subcontracted it to China, sold the rights. Mattel, I don't know, some gaming company or whatever is now selling the item for him. He made a ton of money. He didn't do any roads and bridges. It was an idea. Let me ask you this. Would you like to have that idea? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Ideas. You ever see the show about the guy who came up with the intermittent windshield wiper where people tried to steal his idea, the big auto companies? And he went to court and they said, what was your motivation for doing this idea? And you know what he said? He said, after, by the way, horrendous marriage, working on this idea, auto companies trying to keep him from forgetting his patent, getting money for his patent, and losing his wife, losing his family, going through, I mean, emotional hell. And at the very end in court, Greg Kinnear played the role. The guy said, you know what made me think about it? I looked in my wife's eyes. And he says, and she would blink intermittently. And I thought to myself, there's my invention. An idea. An idea that somebody thought good enough to implement in cars and to try to steal. Let me ask you this. Do you use your intermittent wipers? If left up to Elizabeth Warren and people of her ilk, there would be no innovation. Nobody would have any reason to do it because she dismisses it. A presidential candidate dismissing the very thing that makes America great. What makes us the best country at our essence, because we are full of ideas. Unrestricted. You want to know why? Because of that dirty word. The Constitution. Freedom gives you the ability to think differently than anybody else in the world. I don't care about France. I don't care about Britain, Germany, Japan, you name it. You as an American think differently. Your brain is wired differently. Nobody else understands it. You have to have that American spirit, man. But Elizabeth Warren dismisses it. You have a guarantee. Workers, we all pay to educate. She believes that because you go out and hire people to do a job, America educated those people. They didn't educate themselves. No, we provided a building where they could go into and get some education. None of that education came from their parents. None of that education came from their experiences. No, it was all provided by the government, and you took advantage of that education. She said it. She also said, we give you the roads and bridges to distribute your product. What if your product is information technology? I'm just curious. What if your product is downloaded over the broadband or satellite or whatever else, and you don't have to touch anything? You ever heard of anything like that? You ever bought an app on a cell phone? Because according to Elizabeth Warren, you need roads and bridges for that. God, these people are amazing. Yes, it's good that America has an infrastructure. Do you think that infrastructure was going to occur because of business or because people wanted to move across the country? Do you think government was going to put in an infrastructure because that's the thing to do? Is there a country on the planet, civilized country, that doesn't have an infrastructure? Wow. And finally, she says, you got all this protection. The police and the firefighters, like she cares. In other words, your business couldn't survive without police or firefighters. I've given you the three reasons that she says your idea is bogus. Your want to be a capitalist and to make money is bogus. And the reason why she's taxing you is because you aren't paying enough. Let me put it in another way. So first of all, she says, you aren't paying enough for the education of citizens, of other people that you use for your business. Last time I checked, you pay property taxes that go towards schooling. You pay all kinds of taxes that go towards education. All kinds. But she says you're not paying enough. If you're too rich, you're not paying enough. Then she says you're not paying enough for roads and bridges. And last time I checked, every time you get in your car and you crank it, you're paying some sort of a tax, state, local, and federal, for gasoline or whatever else. Unless you drive a Prius, you know, or some electric car, you're paying that tax. You're also paying it in other ways, municipal taxes and excise taxes and all kinds of crazy stuff that I can't even calculate. And then finally, she wants to tell you that you need to pay the tax on the police, because for you to sell your app on a cell phone, you need a cop or a firefighter. They're protecting you. I don't know how often you use cops or firefighters. I'm glad they're there. I pay my taxes to that, because in the city where I used to live, you paid a city tax, you paid a state income tax, and you pay a federal tax. What part of that doesn't already cover my firefighter and my protection from, you know, whatever else? I pay a tax on my gun. I pay a tax on my bullets. Just saying. These are the people that want to lead you. They're in big trouble. But, and I'll get to that in a bit in the next hour, but here's what I do want to ask you. How much real work do you believe Elizabeth Warren has done? How much real work do leftists do? Michelle Obama, $350,000 job sitting on the board of a hospital that was rejecting poor people because they were out of money. How much work do you think she actually did to earn $350,000 a year while her husband played senator? How much work did she do? I can tell you about Chicago and some of the unions and the work that they do, because I got charged $700 or whatever to plug in a cord for my booth when I was there to do an event. And let me tell you, there were four or five people standing around that didn't do a doggone thing, but I went and got all the permits, got the cord, the whole deal, and they watched me plug in my 6-foot power cord that I paid, I think, $75 to rent. By the way, if I'd bought it at a hardware store, it would have cost me $20. But I rented it for $75 for the show, the duration of a 2-day show, whatever. I think it was roughly 2 days. And in order to build a booth that's literally a pop-up booth that me and my employees could pop up in 5 minutes, we paid $675 for the permit to do that. All under the threat that if I didn't pay this fee and built the booth myself, which is what we did, but technically the union built it for me, I might not have electricity to my booth to power the computers that I was selling. So that's how the union guarantees himself a job. That's how these are the people that say, when you retire, we'll give you 75% of the money you made while you were working. Yeah, these are the people that are innovators, right? Let me tell you what most of these union people are. They are blood-sucking leeches. They get into your company, and then they decide, we don't care how much you sweated and toiled. We don't care if you lost your family, your wife, your kids don't talk to you, you have ulcers, you've cut your life expectancy by 15 years. We want our pound of flesh. Why? Because we work here. You're making too much money. And this is the type of thing that people like Elizabeth Warren want to, that's what they want to be pervasive, that attitude. Versus the attitude of getting out there and slugging it out, man, working for a living. So what does she make? $400,000 a year teaching one class in academia. Suddenly she moved from there to being a senator and a presidential candidate. Those are her credentials. Then taking the money that she made from that, she and her husband, and investing in real estate, some say predatory investments in real estate. You decide. Go do the research. She faked her way to riches by claiming to be Native American, that she wasn't. If you could run back the clock and start her life over, and she's just a white woman trying to make her way in America, how do you think she'd be? You think she'd be where she is today? I'll answer for you. No. The left are schemers, and they are out to get us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.